I better tell you first that in line with the cable I've received that I'm taking the full time for this show, and that we'll start at 12:30, 15, your time, as I understand you want me to. I hope this show is going to sound okay. It's been one of those shows that isn't too easy to get ready. But if it does click, it's going to be worth the effort. I've had a merry time getting some of the boys, and finally, at the last, I got more than I knew what to do with. That's a very unusual situation, but we've done the best we could. Incidentally, I hope you folks have all quieted down after the celebrations there this week. I guess it was pretty nice being back home. Over here, we didn't have it quite that way. Let me tell Bill and John and the rest over there how much those letters have meant to me and how swell a job they're doing.
Time check now, just to make sure our signals are correct here. Give you a time check at WHO, I'll give you that time check again, coming up 19:29:45 and 2:01. Well, I'll give you one more time check, WHO, at 19:30 GMT, which will be our last time check. We'll go ahead at 15. 19:30 coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go ahead then now, WHO.
Hello, WHO. This is your war correspondent, Herb Planbeck, speaking from Rosenheim, Germany. Grateful for the privilege of bringing you another program from this suddenly quiet part of Europe, and happy to have some of your loved ones join in a Mother's Day greeting. We'll call on these men in a few minutes. Meanwhile, in compliance with suggestions from Bill Diamond and others at WHO, we'll take a few minutes to look over the past two historic weeks and to recall the immeasurable happiness VE Day brought to your men here, as it did to all freedom-loving people in all the world. We understand that back home, President Truman has proclaimed today a day for thanksgiving for the victory your men have won here. It's gratifying to learn you're paying this tribute to your heroes over here. And you'll be pleased to know that similar services were observed today throughout this part of the war-weary world by the men who achieved the victory and by people in all European nations. I was amazed this morning as I attended services here in southern Germany to see how people thronged the church. But to this section, the coming of peace must also mean the dawn of a new day. Last night, on my return from Austria, where two of my 7th Army colleagues and I made wire recordings with some of your sons, I watched the sunset in the Austrian and Bavarian Alps. It was one of the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen nature portray, and it seemed such a fitting conclusion to the week just ended. The sun's rays on those snow-capped peaks, the quiet of little villages in the valley, the beauty of flowers and fields around little cottages on steep hillsides, white cottages with red or green roofs, and their enchanting balconies of carved brown stained wood, cattle grazing unmolested in pastures, women and girls walking or on bicycles, wearing colorful Bavarian costumes, smiling more than they have in years, and hundreds of others along the road too, persons from every land, some in slave labor for 5 years, now on the long, painstaking journey back to their homes, gladly waving and proudly waving their own flags, unmindful of the miles and the weight of their packs, thinking and hoping for the hour when they return to loved ones, and also along the way stopping to take in the beauty of the alpine scenery, resting or playing ball or bathing, and sometimes getting ready to move again, those wonderful GIs of yours, so grateful that the burden of war has been lifted from their shoulders. It was a wonderful picture of peace and quiet, the answer to prayers of so many millions after these dark years. I thought of the drama of events of these past 2 weeks, of the way our 7th Army men had liberated thousands of abused and enslaved at Dachau and in prisoner of war camps, of speedy victory in Munich and Salzburg, of meeting with our 5th Army at Brenner Pass, thus nearly completing an 1,100-mile circle of bitter war, of the taking of Berchtesgaden, Hitler's favorite retreat, and of all the other things that have happened here and on other fronts, how the Nazi regime finally gave in the Mediterranean area, in Northern Europe, in Norway, and down in our own area, and how at last that precious day of victory came, and how hard it was for some of us to believe that the shooting, the bombings, the suffering, the horror, the hell of war in this part of the world was finally over. Men here scarcely knew how to take the glad news. They'd waited for it so long. The celebrating was much less pronounced than some you probably experienced there. It's not that the men weren't just as glad. Words can't tell how happy they were. But they'd pushed so hard and long, they were so weary of war, and they couldn't forget those fallen buddies and some of the men in hospitals who couldn't join in the celebrating. And so the demonstrations here were not as obvious as many might have expected. Since VE Day, many other things have happened, including the capture of high-ranking Nazis and of German generals. Men like Hermann Göring, the Reichs Air Marshal for many years regarded as Hitler's choice as a successor. I saw the number 2 Nazi this week, saw him with his medal stripped off, with his hard eyes bespeaking fear, saw him switch his fat form nervously from one position to another as correspondents plied him with questions. Questions about B-bombs and who was responsible, about Hitler and about concentration camps and about other Nazi atrocities. It was interesting to watch him squirm in the hot sun and to hear his words measured carefully as he sought to absolve himself of all blame. And this week brought many other things. The fantastic sight of tens of thousands of German Wehrmacht soldiers surrendering. The renewal of the question of feeding Europe this winter. The grueling climb to the peak of Kielstein Mountain, where I had occasion to be one of the first to see more Nazi lies as I saw Hitler's most sacred hiding place and its pretentiousness. And then there was the announcement of the point system, which will enable hundreds of thousands of veteran soldiers here to get that richly deserved trip back home, and soon. I could go on and on about the events here, but this is Mother's Day, a day that recalls much happiness to many and deep sorrow to others, a day that's crowded with the tenderest of memories, particularly for those far from home. So that the day will be happier for some of our men here and their families back home, we arranged for greetings from quite a few of the men, men with the famous 3rd and the 86th Divisions. These men speak for all your sons here. Their voices came to you by wire recording and on the magic wings of radio. Here is the first of those recordings.
You give me the signal. This is Herb Flambeck, your war correspondent in Austria. Our wire recorder is set up where we can see the majestic snow-capped Alps and other gorgeous sights here. With me is a fine group of Iowa men, 10 of them, and on this first weekend after VE Day, they're a happy lot, and no wonder. They're all members of the 7th Regiment of the famous 3rd Division, and each is a veteran of combat service, some with close to 500 days of it. A week ago, the strain of battle was still very evident on their faces. A week ago, they had just finished taking Berchtesgaden, one of the final 7th Army objectives in this historic war. Each of these men has seen much fighting. The rest they're finally getting is more than richly deserved. But in addition to the relief war's end has brought, these men are also overjoyed about the prospect of joining us on this Mother's Day program. We'll call on them one by one. They'll introduce themselves, and they'll have a Mother's Day greeting. And in addition, we have a few questions to ask. First, to a stalwart soldier from Mystic, Iowa. His name is?
I am Sergeant Floyd Purvis from a farm near Mystic, and very grateful to extend a Mother's Day greeting from Austria.
You've come a long way to be here, haven't you?
Yes, the men of our unit have 7 battle stars: Casablanca, Tunisia, Sicily, southern Italy, Anzio, France, and Germany.
You have the Combat Infantryman's badge and the Purple Heart with cluster, but your mother will be happy to learn you're looking great. And I'm sure you have a greeting.
Yes, on this special day, each of us are thinking of our precious mothers and hoping to join them all soon.
We hope you can, very soon. Next, to a young fellow from up at Olwine. He is?
PFC Gerald Vandenover. And it's really a pleasure to be on this Mother's Day program to add my greetings to the best mother that a guy could possibly have.
Your mother will be very happy to hear that. And I'm sure she'll be interested in knowing something about where you are.
Well, we are in Austria, at the foot of the Alps, living close to some interesting castles and other old buildings. It is pretty, but I'd rather be back in Iowa, where Mother is.
We'll all agree there, Gerald Vandenover. Now to the southwestern part of Iowa, to a splendid representative from there. He's of near Tabor. Will you introduce yourself, Private?
Private Bryce A. Harrison.
I recall you were in 4-H, future farmer, and in sports activities. Ever think of that farm back there?
Yes, I do, because I am planning on being a livestock farmer.
Good. And what are your Mother's Day thoughts?
I never dreamed I'd get this opportunity to express a radio greetings to the most wonderful mother in the world. I am feeling swell, and I'm praying for that day when I can return home.
Very well said, Bryce Harrison. Now to another sergeant whose wife and mother both are listening in at Fort Madison. He is?
I am Sergeant Paul Bain.
You look as though you're mighty glad, Sergeant Bain.
We're all glad the war is over.
And what are your expressions today?
This is one of the happiest moments of my life, to be on the air on Mother's Day. I pray I can soon be with my wife and my mother again for good.
Fine. Now to another sergeant, one with a long period of service from Belmont, Iowa. His name is?
Staff Sergeant Carl Pels.
And how much service do you have, Sergeant?
54 months, or 30 months overseas.
Well, that's going to add up to a very sizable number of points. It means, too, that you've been in 7 or more bitter campaigns. Do you feel that the point system is going to be very much encouraging to you about going home?
I sure do.
Fine. What is your Mother's Day expression?
Well, like the rest of the men in Austria and everywhere else, I am thinking of Mother today. I wish I could be with Mother this evening. And now that it's finally over with here, maybe we can all be home soon.
Okay, Sergeant Pals. Now back to southern Iowa, to a man from Centerville.
This is PFC Joe D. White.
Joe, they tell me you're one of the cooks.
Yes, I've helped prepare quite a lot of food.
And have you found some of it coming from good old Iowa?
It's always good to see poultry and butter, beets from Iowa.
I'm sure that all of the boys agree with you on that. And I understand you have a bottle of Coke that's got quite a record.
It was issued in Christmas of 42 and has traveled many miles over this country.
What do you plan to do with it?
I intend to bring it over the Statue of Liberty soon.
We hope you can very soon. We hope that you have a Mother's Day greeting, too.
This has been a great week, V-Day, and now the privilege of being on a Mother's Day program. I know Mom and all the rest were just as happy to hear the good news this week, especially just before Mother's Day.
That's right. Now to a private first class from Waterloo, a veteran of the famous 34th Division, and now with the 7th Infantry of the 3rd. He is?
PFC Wiley Porter.
How much service have you had, Wiley?
I have 34 months overseas.
And what is your Mother's Day comment?
This is a very special day, and I'm glad to join in on our greetings. It will be wonderful when we can all be together again.
Good. It's to a Tech 5 now from Gowrie, where his folks are. He's also a member of the 3rd Division and in the band, an organization which has been accorded a meritorious service plaque. He is?
Corporal Ronald Isaacson.
And what do you have to add to our program?
From French Morocco on through Tunisia, Sicily, Italy, France, Germany, and into Austria, there has been no experience more thrilling than sending this special Mother's Day greeting. I hope Mother and the rest are all fine as we are here.
Thank you. A boy from New Hampton is our next guest. He's with the headquarters section here.
I am Tech 4 Irvin Tim.
And what is your comment on this significant day?
This is a very happy day when once again I can express to my mom in my own voice a happy Mother's Day. We're all glad the crowds are kaput and are looking forward to a speedy reunion with the folks at home.
Well, now to a young soldier from Cedar Rapids, also the wearer of the combat infantryman's badge, whose mom will likewise be happy to hear her son's voice. He has the presidential citation, and his name is?
Private James H. Graham.
And your dad is also in service, isn't he, Jim?
That is correct. He's an engineer in New Guinea.
Well, you and your dad have been scattered over the globe, all right. What are your thoughts?
I'm happy for the break WHO has given us, and I know our mothers are, too. It is wonderful to let them know that we're thinking about them, and especially wonderful to let them know for sure that we are alive and safe, and that we will be home.
That you came through without a scratch. Bet you're waiting to get back to your mom.
Boy, I sure am. I'd kind of like to have some of her beefsteak, french fried potatoes, and a little apple pie a la mode, too.
Oh, you make that sound very, very tempting.